It's a wonderful work of providence that we celebrate the feast of the birth of John the Baptist within the context of the fortnight for freedom. It's a wonderful act of providence and not a mere coincidence. Because, of course, when we hear John the Baptist, we think about baptism. And we have to be a little careful about that, because when John baptized people, and when he baptized Jesus, we always have to remember John was not conferring the sacrament of baptism. The sacrament of baptism didn't exist until Christ suffered, died, and rose. The baptismal water came forth from his right side when he was pierced with a lance. Before that, there was no sacrament of baptism. But John was engaging in a local religious ritual of cleansing, of washing, that anticipated the sacrament of baptism. That's why we hear in the beautiful preface for today's Mass, he baptized Jesus, the author of baptism. He baptized Jesus in one sense, and the baptism of which Jesus was the author was a sacrament. That was not the baptism which John conferred. So we have to keep very clear about that, lest we somehow get the idea that John the Baptist instituted the sacrament of baptism. John the Baptist was the greatest of the prophets, but he couldn't institute any sacraments by himself. So we don't want to get things like that confused. The sacrament of baptism was instituted on the cross when water gushed forth from the side of the crucified Christ, and not before. The sacrament of baptism was not conferred by John the Baptist. So we need to be clear, very clear about who John the Baptist was not. He was not one who could institute sacraments. And as he said so beautifully himself in John's Gospel, when he asked who he was, he said so beautifully, "I'm not the Messiah." Don't get that idea. And we have to remember those words of John the Baptist and take those to heart ourselves, because the world is in a lot of trouble. And all of us of goodwill are tempted to try to be the Messiah in our own little ways. We want to be the Messiah for this person or that person in our life who has problems. We want to do something to take their problem away. And if we can't do something to take their problem away, we feel guilty. Don't ever feel guilty that you're not the Messiah. You're not called to be. You're called to point to the Messiah. But more importantly, during this fortnight of freedom, who indeed was John the Baptist? John the Baptist was a great hero, a great saint for our own day and age. Because John the Baptist, first of all, laid down his life for the truth about marriage. Remember, Herod wanted to marry his brother's sister, and he did marry his brother's sister. And John the Baptist told him in no uncertain terms, "That does not work in the sight of God. You don't marry your brother's wife. You don't do things like that in the sight of God." That didn't make Herod too happy. So indeed, John the Baptist laid down his life for the truth about marriage in the first place. This is the fortnight for religious freedom. We have a right to proclaim the truth about marriage. In Canada, some religious ministers have already been arrested for proclaiming the truth about marriage. That is only one man, only one woman, only one lifetime with openness to children. The government can make laws such that someone who proclaims the truth about marriage is in violation of the law. That is happening in other countries, happened in Sweden too recently, and it can happen here. That's where many people in this country right now want to go. John the Baptist stood up for the truth about marriage, and it cost him his life. That's who we are. We're John the Baptist people. And John the Baptist never pulled back. He kept proclaiming the kingdom of God. He kept telling people that if they did not repent, they would burn in unquenchable fire. His message made a lot of people very unhappy. We could say that John the Baptist today is the patron saint of the politically incorrect. So those of you who enjoy being politically incorrect, like me, St. John the Baptist is our patron. And it's our vocation to be like him. Maybe the first major proclaimer of religious freedom tied to the New Testament. Tied to Jesus Christ himself. Because his birth, which was not birth from a virgin, his birth was not miraculous in that sense, but his mother Elizabeth was barren. So his birth was a miracle in that sense. And he knew, because of his miraculous birth in that sense, that he was called to be a very special witness to Jesus Christ, the greatest of all the prophets of the Old Testament, if you will. And so it's perfect that within this time framework of the fortnight for freedom, we recall the birth of John the Baptist today. And remember, there's only one other human being whose birth we celebrate, and that's Mary. We celebrate the birth of the divine person, Jesus. We celebrate the birth of the human person, Mary. And we celebrate the birth of the human person, John the Baptist. We don't celebrate anybody else's birth in the church. And that's why Jesus said, no one born of woman is greater than John the Baptist. But he added, the least one who was born into the kingdom of heaven is even greater than he is, reminding us of our destiny, which we must maintain the freedom to uphold. And so we pray today that God will continue to protect our freedom of religion, our freedom of conscience, at a time when it is under attack in so many different ways. We pray that God will protect our religious freedom, and we pray that we will be willing, with John the Baptist and like him, even to lay down our lives for the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth that alone saves the world, and the truth which it is necessary for us to proclaim if we wish to be born into the kingdom of heaven and so in the end be judged greater than John the Baptist was when he walked the face of the earth. Saint John the Baptist, patron of the politically incorrect, pray for us. Praise be Jesus Christ.